spirituality. And Jarl and Pamela Moan, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Topeka, 85 in Manhattan. It is 6:06.
By next spring, the league could face a lockout. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, lots of other frequencies too, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can still make your pledge of support to KPR. I want to thank a gift that came through right at 6 o'clock this evening, so Max and Lindsay and Steve weren't able to thank you. Geraldine Henriksen of Emporia, thank you so much for being a supporter of KPR. You can join Geraldine again at kansaspublicradio.org. It's really obvious where you click in order to make your pledge of support. We don't make you hunt around for it. Big red banner says donate. Click on it. Set it up however you like. We love having you as members of KPR, and we would love having you among their number.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center, presenting Runway and Rhythm, a designer fashion showcase and dance party, Saturday, October 4th. VIP and general admission event details at lawrenceartscenter.org.
Coming up on KPR, we continue our mini-series on the high cost of living and how to get around some of the problems inherent in that. We will get you the latest details on that terrible synagogue attack in Manchester, England. We will continue with our Unsung Hero series, and Rex Buchanan's going to talk about why this is a great time for birders and for birds, the great bird migration ongoing across Kansas. It's all coming up here on KPR. 84 degrees in Topeka, 86 in Abilene. The time is 6:20.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock, bright and early. We will get you the very latest news from all around the world, all around the nation, and all around the region.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. Don't forget, if you would like to support this station and this program, you can do that right now at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6:30.
I'm Gerard Albert III.
Stocks finished modestly higher on Wall Street, led by shares of OpenAI. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansans can resume changing the gender markers on state driver's licenses beginning next week. The Kansas Reflector reports that the Kansas Supreme Court declined on Monday to consider Attorney General Chris Kobach's appeal of a state court of appeals decision in the fight over a 2023 law that aimed to define gender by conflating it with sex. According to the Reflector, gender refers to social or personal identity or expression, while sex refers to reproductive systems. Kobach contended that Kansans should not be allowed to change the gender markers on their driver's licenses. In June, the Kansas Court of Appeals determined that the state had suffered no harm from the changed gender declarations. Kansans have been allowed to modify the gender designations on driver's licenses since at least 2002. The state's highest court refused to hear Kobach's appeal of that appeals court ruling, so Kansans can resume changing those gender markers on their licenses as of Monday. The director of the Eisenhower Presidential Library in Abilene said today that he was forced to resign over a disagreement with President Donald Trump's administration. Todd Arrington says he was ousted after he refused to give the administration a sword from the museum's collection for Trump to give to King Charles III. Arrington says he helped federal officials find a different item to give the king on Trump's latest trip to the United Kingdom.
I was obviously shocked and saddened and heartbroken. I have almost 30 years of government service. I've never had a bad mark against me.
Due to the ongoing government shutdown, the White House and the National Archives said they could not comment. And human remains have been discovered in a hay field in Harvey County. KWCH-TV reports that the remains were found yesterday southeast of Newton. The Harvey County Sheriff's Office and the local coroner are investigating. Authorities have not yet determined the cause of death nor the identity of the individual. Clear skies over northeast and east central Kansas tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. Lows in the mid-60s tomorrow night, highs in the mid-80s for Saturday. It's 6:35.
Support for today, Colette.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Bird lovers of the world, unite. This is your time of year. The great fall migration is underway and will continue into late October and early November. Commentator Rex Buchanan says Kansas is a hot spot for bird lovers this time of year, and there are plenty of resources available to help you spot a few feathered friends flying south.
This is a great time of year for bird watchers. Lots of birds, maybe as many as 700 to 800 million, move through this part of the world as they migrate south. That big migration includes some species you don't ordinarily see around here. Some of the best places to watch that migration are in central Kansas. Cheyenne Bottoms and Quivira National Wildlife Refuge are critical stopping points for birds to rest, feed, and regroup as they head south. Quivira is probably best known for the whooping cranes that come through in October or early November, but both places attract all sorts of birds, including shorebirds, waterfowl, thousands of sandhill cranes. There may be no more haunting, evocative sound than the bugling and croaking of sandhill cranes. Closer to home, big numbers of Franklin's gulls roost at Clinton Lake, west of Lawrence. They come through from late September to October in what one bird expert calls one of the most spectacular fall migrations in eastern Kansas. This mass migration is something of a miracle. In the book A World on the Wing, author Scott Wiedensahl describes how birds, small packages of feather, bone, and muscle, cover thousands of miles from the Arctic to South America with unerring accuracy. If, as Emily Dickinson wrote, hope is the thing with feathers, then this massive long-distance migration is the epitome of optimism. To be clear, I'm a casual birder at best. I'm moderately colorblind, which makes it hard to identify some birds by sight. I've learned to compensate, mostly by learning the calls that birds make. I also use a phone app to identify bird calls. Called Merlin, like the wizard, it's free and easy to use, available from Cornell University's ornithology program. A couple of weeks ago, I was camping in my pasture out in central Kansas and accidentally left the app running on my phone all night long. I woke up to see that it had identified more than 30 bird species that had moved through during the night, including some I didn't even know were around. This kind of technology is another reason it's a good time to be a birder. There's a ton of info available at eBird, a sort of citizen science website that pinpoints the best places in your area to see birds and record the bird species you've seen yourself, which is something that bird lovers love to do. They don't just keep track of the birds they see, they record the location down to the county. And the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks website has information on Kansas birding trails that cover all sorts of birding sites in all corners of the state. This may be a good time to be a birder, but it's not necessarily a good time to be a bird. Habitat fragmentation, climate change, all sorts of environmental degradation have made their lives tougher. The total number of birds has dropped precipitously. Look, we all know this. You only take care of the things you know. And birds, they need your help. So this fall, head out to central Kansas or just your own backyard. Pay attention as the birds move through. It's a great thing to see and hear.
Commentator Rex Buchanan is a writer and author and a casual part-time birder. He's also director emeritus of the Kansas Geological Survey at the University of Kansas. He lives in Lawrence, but he often camps in central Kansas. If you'd like to hear that story again or share it with a friend, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too, always online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can make a pledge of support for Kansas Public Radio. One more day to the pledge drive, actually one more morning to the pledge drive. But in the intervening time, we are always happy to take your pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. We're asking for your help to overcome the loss of federal funding from all public media throughout the nation. We want to keep doing this. We need some money to pay for these NPR programs, so we're asking you to chip in. Again, that's at kansaspublicradio.org.
Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 10 minutes before 7.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered.
Understand the reason for their pain, or maybe it seems superficial, like girls breaking up with you. There are sometimes deeper things happening that you don't understand, and just simply being seen, being listened to, is enough. Looking back, I just wanted to thank Mrs. Welch, wherever you are, for a moment of humanity and kindness, and for a moment of literally reaching out and helping me to hold on.
Tanya Eby lives in Dowling, Michigan. You can hear more stories of unsung heroes and learn how to submit your own at hiddenbrain.org.
Support for My Unsung Hero comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort, offering small ship experiences with a shore excursion included in every port and programs designed for cultural enrichment. Learn more at viking.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Easy Cater, committed to helping organizations order and manage food for all their business needs. With online ordering from restaurants nationwide, employee meal programs, and tools to control food expenses at easycater.com. From Fisher Investments, Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. And from the University of Maryland Libraries, dedicated to making UMD's research available to everyone and advancing open access for the public good. More at lib.umd.edu. This is NPR.
Thank you.
We hear from the people at the center of the government shutdown, including lawmakers, also the history of various fights to reinterpret the Constitution. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the latest news headlines from around the world, around the nation, and around the region.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up next, you will hear the Topeka Symphony bringing us some Thai and Tchaikovsky. Anyway, inspired by his time in Thailand, conductor Kyle Wiley Pickett brings us Thai music called Sound, Echo, and Silence, the Tchaikovsky portion of the evening, Symphony No. 4. All coming up shortly here on KPR. It's followed by an hour of classical music with Destiny. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
It's 7:01.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, and we're in White Concert Hall at Washburn University in Topeka with Thai and Chai. First is music from Thailand, and then Tchaikovsky's incredible Fourth Symphony. Here's Kyle Wiley Pickett, the music director of the Topeka Symphony, welcoming the two soloists for a 2021 Concerto for Pin, Can, and Orchestra, written by Narong Prangcharoen. It's called Sound, Echo, and Silence. Music that the Topeka Symphony director, Kyle Wiley Pickett, discovered during a stay in Thailand. Kyle thought so highly of it that he arranged for the composer, these two soloists, and a translator to come all the way from Thailand just to play this for you tonight here in White Concert Hall. It was a 2021 concerto for pin, can, and orchestra. I could try to describe these fascinating, complex Thailand instruments to you, but you'd probably be better off Googling Thailand, sound, echo, and silence, or the composer's name also, Prang Cheroen, so you can see these exotic instruments yourself. We have to remember, though, that some of our Western instruments that we're so used to seeing and hearing are pretty strange-looking as well. The two soloists we just heard are Nuang Saran Phuc Thai Song and Pachaya Non Ta Chai. They've recorded and released Sound, Echo, and Silence on the Albany record label. The second piece the Topeka Symphony will do is the Symphony No. 4 by Tchaikovsky. Here, Tchaikovsky was fresh out of his disastrous short marriage to a crazy fangirl, probably not called that in 1877, but she really made Tchaikovsky miserable. He was able to escape to a hotel room in Venice to write this. Here's the Topeka Symphony, led by Kyle Wiley Pickett, for Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4.
Thank you.
That's the Topeka Symphony Orchestra, led by their conductor and music director Kyle Wiley Pickett, for an abridged KPR Classics Live version of Symphony No. 4 in F minor, Opus 36, by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky, from 1877. The whole symphony is 40 minutes long, but to bring it to you during Classics Live's hour-long show length, Classics Live adjusted our recording of it, although, of course, the Topeka Symphony played it in its entirety. KPR sound engineer Chuck Smith recorded the concert. I'm Cordelia Brown. We hope you enjoyed this Thai and Chai concert by the Topeka Symphony Orchestra here in Washburn's White Concert Hall. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. A KPR recording from 2023 of cellists Leonid Shukayev and Jesse Hankin-Siefkin with pianist Tatiana Tessman. The prelude from the Opus 5, Duo for Cellos and Piano by Shostakovich. This has been Classics Live on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Support for Classics Live on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. And from Pines Garden and Market, promoting the 2025 Kaw Valley Field Day, a celebration of soil, farmers, food, and community. October 11th at the Shirk Farm in North Lawrence. Details at kawvalleyfieldday.com. And also from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. President Trump says he will reshape the federal workforce during the government shutdown. On social media, Trump said he's discussing spending and personnel cuts, evaluating, quote, which of the many Democrat agencies would be cut. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries is blaming Trump and congressional Republicans for the shutdown.
What's clear is that the American people know who shut the government down, and it's Donald Trump and Republicans. That's clear to the American people because Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and Republicans, the Trump administration, have been engaging in mass firings since the beginning of Donald Trump's presidency.
Democrats are holding out on Republican proposals to fund the government at current levels in an effort to pass an extension of tax credits for Affordable Care Act insurance plans. Many U.S. Department of Agriculture services are frozen as a result of the shutdown. Montana Public Radio's Victoria Traxler reports on how this may significantly impact farmers.
The federal government shutdown comes during a critical time for farmers as they organize finances and plans for next season. Local offices that process federal loan applications and other payments for disaster relief are closed. That means farmers will have to do without that federal support for the time being. Montana Farm Bureau Federation Executive Vice President Scott Kolbeck.
The farm economy is already at a crisis point, and this creates unnecessary hardship for farm and ranch families at a time when they can least afford it.
Montana's congressional delegates said in statements to MTPR they blame Democrats for the shutdown and for delays in federal payments to farmers. For NPR News, I'm Victoria Traxler in Missoula, Montana.
Police say two people are dead and three others remain hospitalized after a terror attack at a synagogue in Manchester, England. Authorities say they've killed the assailant and arrested three other people. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports.
Police have identified the attacker as a 35-year-old British citizen of Syrian descent named Jihad El-Shami. They say he plowed into pedestrians outside the Heaton Park Synagogue in Manchester, then got out and stabbed people before being shot dead by police. Police say they've arrested three alleged accomplices, two men in their 30s and a woman in her 60s, all charged with commission, preparation, and instigation of acts of terrorism. It happened on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the Jewish calendar, and just before the second anniversary of the October 7th attacks and the start of the Gaza War. Police have deployed to guard other synagogues across the country. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
Electric car maker Tesla benefited from a rush of consumers nabbing a $7,500 credit before it expired on September 30th. The company reported that sales in the 3 months through September rose 7% compared to the same period a year ago. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, an independent nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate October 2nd. At first glance, the dwarf planet Ceres doesn't seem like a friendly home for life. It's small, dark, and scarred by impact craters. Yet a deeper look presents a more optimistic picture. It has more water than any body in the inner solar system besides Earth. It has an abundance of organic compounds, the chemical building blocks of life. And it should be warm enough below the surface to sustain microscopic life. Ceres is the largest member of the asteroid belt, a wide band of debris between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. It's about a quarter the diameter of the Moon. It probably consists of a dense core and mantle surrounded by an icy crust. The Dawn spacecraft studied Ceres from orbit a decade ago. It saw big patches of bright, salty minerals. It also saw mountains, including one that's 3 miles high. If you scaled Ceres to the size of Earth, the mountain would be 40 miles high. And the craft discovered that much of the surface consists of minerals that formed in a wet environment. So Ceres has water, heat, and organic compounds, the basic ingredients for life in what looks like an unfriendly world. Ceres is at a point called opposition. It lines up opposite the sun in our sky. That means it rises around sunset and is in view all night. It's also closest to us at opposition, so it shines at its brightest. Even so, you need binoculars or a telescope to pick it out in the constellation Cetus. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Emmanuel Chabrier here on KPR for this Tango Thursday. I'm already rhyming. Oh, no. The Habanera. Ooh, hi there. I'm Destiny, and that was the Minnesota Orchestra. Indeed, it was. And I love Thursdays. I call it Tango Thursday because I always find some tango to play for you. And I have some really soothing tango at the end of the hour. I thought I would open and close the hour with it, but we haven't even gotten into the heart of the hour. No, we haven't. I am about to play something for Phil, a request. Yes, I have a request show on Saturdays, but sometimes I put requests in the evening too. You can make a request by finding me online at my website, destinyviolin.com, also classicalcowgirl.com, or you can go to kansaspublicradio.org/classics-by-request. It's really fun. We have a great time picking the playlist together. I love the community element and aspect of this show. And I would like to tell you all about a chance to meet me, yours truly, and actually see me play the violin live and in person. I'm real. Friday night, October 24th at 7 p.m. at the Lawrence Public Library. It's going to be a really fun Halloween concert. Oh, it's going to be so great. It's a part of KPR's annual live day. So you should RSVP so you can ensure a seat. KansasPublicRadio.org. All right. This is a request from Phil. This is fun. It is by Duke Ellington. It's called Mainly Black, and we've got Nigel Kennedy on violin and Alec Denkworth on the bass. This is going to rock for this Thursday, now on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Mainly Black by Duke Ellington here on KPR, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, for Phil. Phil, what frequency do you listen on? That was Nigel Kennedy and Alec Dankworth. Oh, super fun. The violin and bass. We have the highest string instrument and the lowest together in harmony. Wah, wah. Oh, boy. All right. Thank you all for putting up with my terrible humor. I would like to thank a couple of our great sponsors, especially during our fundraising week. Support for classical music on KPR. As I drop all of the papers, see, this is how you know I'm not AI. I'm real. comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, asking listeners when they last visited a dentist. For a preventative checkup, dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find. And 715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence, open Tuesday through Saturday at 3 p.m. till late. More at 715mass.com. Well, perhaps some of you are enjoying dinner, speaking of restaurants at home. I've got a lovely soothing tango suite for you by Carlos Salcedo with Mariku Unraku on the harp. It's really nice. I hope you like it on KPR.
Thank you.
Happy Tango Thursday, folks. I'll be back soon on Kansas Public Radio.
Get caught up.
We are learning new information this morning about the lengthy...
Take a step back.
All right, what's really going on here?
And prepare for what's ahead.
Are you expecting a breakthrough this week?
Stay on top of the news with Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute. Dr. Barbara Ballard and Student Advisory Board alum Jesse Burbank moderate Healthcare in the U.S. Constitution. With Harvard Law's Glenn Cohen on October 15th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City and KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. And support for classical music on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation info at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. President Trump and congressional leaders aren't expected to meet anytime soon to discuss ending the government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson is calling on Democrats to support a Republican bill to reopen the government at current spending levels. But Democrats are holding out. They're calling for an extension of tax credits for health plans offered under the Affordable Care Act. Johnson says Democrats are asking for a wild list of partisan priorities.
It is selfish. It is reprehensible. And it is exactly the opposite of what they have all said themselves in their own words very passionately every day until now.
Republican leaders say the Obamacare tax credits can wait since the subsidies expire at the end of the year. The FDA has approved a generic version of the abortion drug mifepristone, meaning it can be more widely produced. As NPR's Katie Riddle reports, the decision comes at a time when the drug is under attack from abortion opponents.
These kinds of approvals are typical when a drug's patent is up. If a generic drug maker shows its version is equivalent to the original, the FDA, by law, has to act. But with the mifepristone, the decision is controversial as it induces abortion. Medication abortion accounts for more than half of the abortions in the United States. Given its widespread use, anti-abortion advocates have been working to limit mifepristone's availability in recent years. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. recently called for a review of its quote, safety and efficacy. Scores of studies have found the drug to be effective and safe. Katie Riddle, NPR News.
New Mexico's Democrat-led State House voted to boost funding for food assistance and rural health care during a special legislative session today. It came in response to President Trump's cuts to spending on Medicaid and nutrition programs. The bill heads to the Democratic governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham. Republicans unanimously opposed it, arguing the state should focus on reducing errors and how benefits are distributed. A Russian tanker transporting oil banned under international sanctions has been stopped off the Atlantic coast of France. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports French President Emmanuel Macron is targeting the Russian Phantom Fleet.
Macron spoke from Copenhagen after a two-day EU summit on Russian drone interference in the European airspace. He said drones over the EU must be shot down and the oil tanker stopped. There are around 1,000 boats in this Russian Phantom fleet moving Russian oil, he said, and proceeds from oil sales are financing up to 40% of Russia's war against Ukraine. Macron said European naval chiefs from countries supporting Ukraine will meet in the coming days to outline a plan to begin stopping these ships. He said the move would help force Russia to the negotiating table. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Wall Street edged up to more records today. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. President Trump has declared drug cartels operating in the Caribbean are unlawful combatants and says the U.S. is now in a non-international armed conflict. The move comes after the U.S. military last month carried out three deadly strikes against alleged drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean. The director of the Eisenhower Presidential Library in Kansas has lost his job after he refused to give a sword to the Trump administration. Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service reports.
Todd Arrington was, until recently, director of the Dwight D. Eisenhower Presidential Library and Museum. A few months ago, the State Department asked him to give them one of Eisenhower's swords so President Trump could present it as a gift to King Charles during his recent visit to the UK. But Arrington says the artifacts belong to the American people, so he helped find a replica saber for the king. Earlier this week, Arrington was told to resign or be fired.
I was obviously shocked and saddened and heartbroken.
An automated message at the National Archives and White House press offices said they were closed due to the government shutdown. For NPR News, I'm Zane Irwin in Kansas City, Missouri.
A comet from another star system will swing by Mars tomorrow. The comet, known as 3I Atlas, will hurtle within 18 million miles of the red planet, its closest approach during its trek through the inner solar system. The European Space Agency and NASA are already observing the comet, which is only the third interstellar object known to have passed our way. It'll make its closest approach to the sun at the end of the month. I'm Ryland Barton. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Imaginable Futures, funding programs in the U.S. with the goal of ensuring young children and their parents get the education they need to thrive. Learn more at ImaginableFutures.com. This is NPR.
alto saxophone of Sonny Stitt in top form on an LP called Sonny Stitt and the Top Brass from 1962, opening up tonight's final jazz hour of the Atlantic recording. Featured Sonny with a six-horn brass section, and that included trumpeter Blue Mitchell, took a little bit of a solo, the organist Perry Lee, the drummer Philly Joe Jones, and the great Sonny Stitt with a tune called Stitzy. I'm Bob McWilliams, and thank you for joining me on KPR for an hour of jazz vinyl, including in a few minutes a wonderful duet album, singer Irene Krall and pianist Alan Broadbent. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from Love Garden Sounds, a vinyl record and CD store sponsoring the Vinyl Vault Hour on Jazz in the Night. Store details and buying policies at lovegardensounds.com. We're going to hear the Hampton Hawes Quartet from back in 1956. They recorded three LPs the night of November 12th, the morning of November 13th, and the third called the All Night Session Volume 3. From that, it's Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea here on KPR.